From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is putting the U.S. troop drawdown in Afghanistan on hold, at least for the rest of this year. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president announced the change after a White House meeting today with a new Afghan president.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has been urging President Obama to leave more U.S. troops in place. Former Pentagon Chief of Staff Jeremy Bash says Obama's willingness to do so represents a thaw in U.S.-Afghan relations.
I think this decision to slow the pace is really a reflection that our countries are getting along better and that the commander in Afghanistan believes that our troops are making a big difference.
Obama says even though U.S. forces are no longer on the front lines in Afghanistan, the delayed withdrawal will mean more sacrifice for thousands of service members and their families. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Emergency personnel at the site of today's plane crash in the French Alps say they are still searching for victims, and they say it could be days before all remains are recovered. The German wing's Airbus A320 was carrying 150 people when it crashed today. French authorities say there was no distress call before the plane went down, though a flight data recorder has been located. Lauren Frere is in Spain, where she says the plane had taken off from Barcelona, bound for Dusseldorf, Germany.
Mourners began streaming into Barcelona's airport just hours after the morning flight took off, but never landed. The Lufthansa subsidiary German Wings has set up a Spanish-language hotline for family and friends of those who were on the plane. The Spanish government says roughly a third of the people on board had Spanish surnames. The Spanish king and queen issued their condolences from France. They were in Paris on a state visit, but cut short their trip and rushed home to Spain. This plane was flying for a budget airline on a route popular with Germans who vacation on Spain's Mediterranean coast. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Ceuta, Spain.
Officials say the off-duty New Jersey police officer who was behind the wheel of a car involved in a New York City wrong-way crash that killed another officer and a friend had previously had his license suspended for driving under the influence. A spokeswoman for the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission says Linden officer Pedro Abad had his driver's license suspended for 7 months. Starting in October of 2013, he was driving a vehicle Friday that crashed into a tractor trailer on Staten Island. House leaders say they expect approval this week of a bipartisan compromise, which they say will prevent deep cuts in Medicare fees to physicians and extend health care funds for children and lower-income seniors. According to House Speaker John Boehner, the GOP-led House plan will be approved on Thursday. He says the measure will up medical premiums for high-income Medicare recipients. Stocks gave up some ground today. Investors continuing to mull over earnings news and dissect a report showing a modest rise in prices at the consumer level last month. The Dow dropped 104 points to 18,011. The NASDAQ was down 16 points. The S&P 500 fell 12 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The latest hurdle for President Obama's environmental agenda will be tackled by the Supreme Court this week, with justices due to hear 90 minutes of oral arguments over a regulation aimed at limiting emissions of mercury and other hazardous pollutants, mostly from coal-fired power plants. An issue in the case whether the Environmental Protection Agency should have considered the cost of compliance when deciding to regulate such pollutants. Senate Republican Dan Coats of Indiana has announced he will not be seeking re-election in 2016. NPR's Elsa Chang reports Coats' departure will open up a seat in a state that President Obama won in 2008.
Indiana Republican Dan Coats said in a statement he has concluded that the time has come to pass his demanding job to the next generation of leaders. The 71-year-old senator said he made this decision even though he was well-positioned to run a successful campaign. Coats was appointed to the Senate in 1989 when then-Senator Dan Quayle of Indiana was elected vice president. Coats was elected in 1992, but only served one term. He later ran again and was elected in 2010. During his time outside the chamber, Coats had served as the U.S. ambassador to Germany. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
About a year after fast food chain Taco Bell's foray into the breakfast business appears to have fizzled a bit, the company is giving it another go with a new product, a biscuit shaped like a taco the company's launching this week. The taco-shaped biscuit will replace Taco Bell's waffle taco, which is being scrapped. Taco Bell will be trying to go after some McDonald's business with a new ad campaign in which it plans to depict the Egg McMuffin as boring and routine food for the brainwashed. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.